This is the CHY News Update. Over the weekend, thousands of people came out to celebrate the 10th annual Pride Parade in Nanaimo. The parade, run by the Nanaimo Pride Society, featured community groups, local businesses, and elected officials. Over 70 different floats were in the parade that marched around the downtown area to Mafeo Sun Park, where the Pride Festival was taking place. It was a double anniversary for the Society, as along with celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Pride Parade, the Nanaimo Pride Society celebrated its 30th anniversary. Lauren Semple, current president of the Society, spoke to CHY ahead of the parade.
I got involved in 2015. It was Rick Myers, past president, who took over presidency at that time from the late and great John Lee. And he was the one who actually got me involved, good friend of mine.
Semple has been helping organize the parade since its start in 2016. But before the Nanaimo Pride Parade, Semple remembers attending their first Pride Parade in Vancouver only 3 years earlier.
I did not have an easy coming out experience, so I wasn't very connected into community. I didn't have a lot of, you know, what we call like bridges into these community spaces. And so for me, it was sort of my first Pride Parade was actually the Vancouver Pride Parade.
They say attending their first parade in Vancouver was a life-changing moment for them.
Was just in this process of sort of figuring out myself and my own identity and kind of my own queerness and where I fit and how that felt. And then to show up and, I mean, Vancouver Pride, it was just this massive parade and so many people and just being able to see community members living so authentically and so visibly as their out and proud selves and just seeing all of these different identities and diversity within the community on display. It was absolutely incredible.
She says attending the Vancouver Pride Parade showed her the importance of Pride societies and Pride celebrations, inspiring her to join the Nanaimo Pride Society.
I hoped that if we could create an event that made community members feel even a fraction of what I felt going to Vancouver Pride in 2013, if I could create a space and be a part of that, you know, the group of people pushing that forward, I just thought that was a really special gift.
They say building that first Pride Parade in Nanaimo felt like a gift they were building with the community for the community.
It took a lot of people. So it was very daunting, but it was a very, very exciting time. And we just knocked on the doors of local businesses and organizations and community leaders and just said, hey, this is what we want to do. Will you support us? And the amount of yeses we got, the amount of people that came on board, it was really heartening.
Now, as president, Semple says the Society continues to work hard on making sure they acknowledge the intersections within their community and host events year-round that work for all diverse groups.
Families to sober folks to, you know, adults, kids, youth, making sure we get indoor, outdoor events, loud, quiet events. It's just kind of really about, I think, acknowledging just how diverse and big the community is and really opening up the Nanaimo Pride Society to make space for all.
She says she is proud to have made spaces and events where the community can feel safe and welcomed, just like she did for the first time at the Vancouver Pride Parade.
Just being able to help create those opportunities for connection and those safer spaces for, you know, authentically living and expressing and being oneself. We know how much in community that means to mental health and that means to our overall well-being and, you know, how safe and welcome we feel in our own communities. And so it's very important to be a part of that. I'm very proud of it.
Rick Myers was the president of the Nanaimo Pride Society when they kicked off the first ever Nanaimo Pride Parade in 2016. Started in 1996 as the Vancouver Island Rainbow Association, the group later rebranded to the Nanaimo Pride Society in 2015. Myers says his inspiration to step up to the role as president came following the last ever phone call he had with longtime friend and founder of the Rainbow Association, John Lee.
The night before he passed, he called me and told me it was time that I stepped up and started doing something for the community with the platform that I had, and I didn't think much of it. You know, we were both drinking wine. It was late at night. That's the way our conversations went. And then that was unfortunately the last time I ever spoke with John Lee. And I took his words to heart and decided to step up and continue his work. And we started an Nanaimo Pride.
From there, Myers, along with volunteers, board members, and community groups, put on the first official Pride Parade and festival in the city under the Nanaimo Pride Society banner. He tells CHY about the stressful yet exciting planning of the first parade and festival.
So you can't Google how to throw a parade together. So you had to sort of like look at other people that are doing parades, how they were doing it. As soon as we said we wanted to have a parade and a festival, we wanted all these things, volunteers came out of the woodwork. Everybody wanted to see Nanaimo Pride go.
Well, a buzz carried throughout the community, awaiting the first parade on June 13th, 2016. On the morning of the first ever Pride Parade in Nanaimo, the 2SLGBTQA+ community woke to a tragedy. On the evening of June 12, 2016, a gunman opened fire at Pulse, a gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida. 49 people were killed with many more injured. Myers remembers that morning.
So we went to bed at nighttime and we didn't know nothing about Pulse. We got up in the morning and the televisions and the radios were all talking about what happened in Florida. And we had to drive and go to the assembly area for the parade, knowing that.
But following the news, the society knew the parade had to go on.
So yeah, no, I was kind of freaked out about that. But, you know, to walk down the streets of Nanaimo, where once I was scared to walk down, to see all these people waving their flags and smiling and cheering and clapping was a pretty amazing feeling.
Now, a decade later, Myers says the need for community is just as important as it was 10 years ago.
It's about bringing everyone together. And one of the things I've noticed over the years that has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and I don't think queer and trans people would be anywhere without them, is the allies. The allies are just, that seems to keep growing. People keep coming out and supporting.
Even before the first official Pride Parade in Nanaimo, community members and allies took to the street to promote love and community. Teresa Battle remembers back in 1997 when around 150 members of the local 2SLGBTQA+ community marched in Nanaimo for the first time.
We couldn't really call it a pride celebration or a gathering for pride because, again, we didn't have permits for that. But we could still gather and so as citizens, and it was great. So we just decided, like, we're going to do this and we're going to hope for the best.
They say the march started as a way to show solidarity with each other during a time where there was unease.
We don't have inclusivity. We have a lot of violence towards the LGBTQ community. At that point, it was called that. And we needed to stand together in solidarity. There were so many situations where you can't even go to and gather unless it was like a private building that you rented. And
the march was originally unsanctioned as they were unable to receive permits from the city of Nanaimo. So they had to keep to the sidewalks and march along the harborfront walkway. Battle was in their 20s when they joined the Nanaimo Pride Society, then called the Vancouver Island Rainbow Association to help organize the march.
The community is what shaped me as a student, as a young adolescent and teenager and adult, young adult. The members of the community and their investment had taught me that you can't get anywhere, you can't move forward unless people are moving forward together.
Battle says it was one of their first times they felt that they could be authentically themselves.
There's a moment when you're involved in something like that, and you're in the moment, and you're looking around, and you cannot believe. Like, it's emotional. It's you know, adrenaline building, where you feel so fantastic. And at the same time, you're also scared because you're not sure if there's going to be a public retaliation. How are we going to deal with someone with a personal policy that doesn't align with being kind?
Having been there since the original march in 1997, Battle says now is not the time to stop fighting.
We have such adversity still. We have a lot of rhetoric that gets repeated, and we can't stand down.
Battle says now is the time to help support the next generation of young transgender and queer people to continue building safety and inclusion in the community. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the local journalism initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.